Good morning, Rabbi Isaiah. Lili Nishmasim Imeros Hirus Mordechai L'schus Ben Yaakov Simcha Ben Feigo. I apologize for yesterday's mood change. You know, it's the daf. 99% of the time, we're in good moods, good spirits, and even when we're not, we gotta keep on plugging. This is a picture of Mo Landy's Chevra in Muncie, and there was another picture I didn't print of the overflow in another room. They're viewing the shir, not live, but they were viewing the shir last night with food. Hill Boyer writes to me that he's learning the daf, you can see, but he's sitting in business class. He says there's another guy that wasn't such a fine schmecker as him, that was his Lashon, and he has no idea where he is, and he's as he's going through the plane, this is a picture of a random person doing the daf. Nebuch sitting in regular coach. Economy. This is Eliakim from the Kollel, the guy that scores in the high 90s every test, together with a bunch of other guys. These are his kids. Very smart guy. Let's read this email real quickly. Dear, I'm only reading it because of this title he gave me. Harav Hagoyin Moiri Veravi. I'm usually very publicly shy and tend to avoid sending emails like these, knowing that they will likely be cheered by with the rest of your cult. The subject is, thanks for changing my life. I've decided to step way out of my comfort zone, in fact, miles out, and email you to express my immense appreciation for making a massively positive difference to mine and my family's life. I joined your share at the beginning of Titus, thanks to Shimon Yossi. I must have been hiding under a rock all this time. Discover your share in the Gemara Ponzi scheme. Okay, this was mine. As I'm sure that some of the MDYHeri can identify, I wasn't interested in learning, can't sit still, until recently when we started this daf cycle. My attendance at my shul daf shir was in jeopardy due to the frequent traveling. I want to spend more time at home. Win, win, win. This has made a huge difference to all aspects of my life, of my family life, my family life, and will forever be grateful and appreciative for what you have brought to our lives. And he sent me a couple of videos of his kids screaming, good morning. Despite this year being remote, apart from the lucky folks at RBS, we almost got a taste of that thanks to the kids are all the reasons why we can't come now. The way you segue into the shir and email stories, commercialization of everything on and around the daf, and probably the only pyramid scheme in history that won't get you in trouble with the law, is next level awesome, and I hope to be part of this cult forever. Cheers. Moishi Sinitsky, not the pastor, okay, Manchester, UK. I want to let you know that ever since I made a siyum, and then he says, after starting the daf yomi regiment with you and completing Sukkah, Beitz, and Rosh Hashanah, I didn't have the push to do a siyum. That was until you started Tainus, the second daf in the Tainus. He mentioned to your disbelief that so many people do not do a siyum and urged us to do one. And after hearing that, I looked at the calendar. He realized it's his grandfather's yard site. I'm proud to say I did my second siyum because of his grandfather's yard site. He was mocked him a little bit. I would like to thank my Chavrusa Tzion Siyanov, who helped me achieve great heights in my learning, good friend Gavriel Kusayev, who introduced me to MDY family. Even though he finished the Masechta, he's still doing it every day with us because it's not about the daf, it's about the Yoimi. So here's the Messiah right over here. Here's his Chavrusa, Havruta, Sion Sianav, and Gavriel Kusayev introduced him. He introduced him to MDY, Yishkoyach Chevra. Yeah, maybe Queens, who knows? Lili Nishmas, the Kollel sponsor, Achodesh for the Kollel is Chaim from Lakewood. We have a sponsor for next month, Anonymous, and a sponsor for the month after that, Anonymous. The sponsor for next month, Anonymous, is really Anonymous.
We're allowing to sponsor your month.
Yeah, okay, fine. You could also sponsor next month. I'm just saying, it happens to be that three sponsors in a row are Anonymous. It's interesting. Oh, Rabbi Isai, I wanted to call up here a guy that's playing with his phone right now. Dr. Avi Factor. Come here to the front. I want you to tell me the story. Get over here for a second. Get over here, please. It's a chizik for the island. Come on. Come here. Get over here. You tell the island what you told me yesterday. By the way, today's shir is Lili Nishmas, Yeshua Arya Leib HaKoyen Ben Yonas and Chaim Zichron Levrach, official, who donated this shas over here. I don't know if you could zoom in on the shas over here, the Archul shas. He asked that Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah should be donated, Lili Nishmas, Yeshua Arya, and of course his son Shaya, who's in Shemayim, and he said that he hopes that his son Shaya and Yeshua Arya Leib will be learning Chavrusa Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah. Now, Dr. Factor, tell me what you told me yesterday about the people you recruited and how you recruited them. How many?
Give him the mic. Oh, boy.
All of a sudden, he's shy. This is the guy that speaks up the entire shir.
You got my close-up, Gary?
Yeah. You're right there. Whatever. No, let's go. We got some turret to learn.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
We do that also? Hi, Mom. If you come to my office, you don't get medical treatment. No, not yet. That's German. So you cannot get medical treatment unless you get a pitch for Daf Yomi. So we gave out in 3 days, 14 people signed up.
Wow.
Yeah.
14 people.
14 they, people.
But you still have six Gemaras left.
We have six Gemaras left.
Yeah, doesn't matter. You could be bleeding. What was the worst? The guy came in. Mom
was
half
dead. No, I was in Machon Levi doing a medical clinic last night, and I was wearing the 8-minute Daf jacket, and guy goes, "You know Stefanski?" I said, "I met him a couple of times." So he's like, "Oh, I want to join that Daf." I'm like, "Well, I got a Gemara for you."
Beautiful. Dr. Factor. Rabbi Isai, if you are a doctor or a dentist, or a sanitation worker, whatever it is. I mean, you could be picking up garbage, I guess, and say, "I'm not going to take your garbage unless you sign up to the DAF." Whatever it is. I mean, everybody can do what Avi does. Well, he's unique. Tomer is unique. How about you? When you sell your diamonds? No? How about you, Nachman?
Yeah.
How about a box of Gemaras?
I got a book.
No, somebody? Anybody want to take? Dr. Mazinski. No? What? What? Okay. How many Gemaras are you taking, Doc? How many are you giving out to your patients? One. Dr. Levington, how many? You don't have American clients? Rabbi Isai, what is going on here? You guys are schluffing. Why does he have to take all the thing? What? Mesechtes Tainus is dedicated by the Kessel and Davis families. Refor Shlema from Miriam Esther Baz Devira. Send your friends to join MDY. Yeah, is that what it is? I don't even know. Join, if I don't know, why should anybody know? It's going to be on the screen. You better put it there. JoinMDY.com. JoinMDY.com. Mesechtes Tainus is dedicated by the Kessel and Davis families. Refor Shlema from Miriam Esther Baz Devira. Paras HaChodesh, the Hannes brothers, in honor of the Hannes Ebdia and Crespin Ben Azari families and Shlomo Azarian for inspiring us to join MDY. Paras HaChodesh, in honor of RL97, Akiva Tepper for introducing me to Rebelli's Daf. Paras HaChodesh, Daniel and Cyril Cohen, Zchus for Shlema, for Gavriel, Binyamin, Ben Cyril Fruma. Mikhail Aminov, Lilu Nishmat, my grandfather, I hope it's Avraham Ben Yafa. Maybe not. Is there a name like this? No, this name.
No, Avraham.
Supposed to be Avraham. Okay, I hope. Avraham? No, they don't say Ches instead of Avraham. No, what are you hacking, chat? Morty Schwab, in honor of Q82, Chaim Gwertzman, for getting me to join the DAF. All right, that's all, guys, are back. Today is the DAF Chof Ches, and we are holding on the Chof Zayin Amud Beis, Nusugyo, Bayoim Arishoin, Bereshis, Vihi Rokia. So we have like this. We're talking about the Ma'amadois, the people that represent Klal Yisrael, because they can't be there for the Karban. And the first day they read literally from the beginning of Bereshis. Bereshis, five psukim. And then, that's the first day. And then for the second day they read three psukim. Pasuk, Vav, Zayin, and Ches. Okay? Says the Gemara, Vav, Zayin, Ches is easy. That's one. Is that? That's a perfect aliyah. Vav Zayin Ches, three psukim. Bereshis b'shnayim yihi rokia be'echad. So this is one aliyah, great. Now how do we fit two aliyahs into five psukim? You need three psukim per aliyah. Bishlami Yerukia Bechot, let's Pesukah have a great elaboration of Shnayim. My time, how does it work? Hamish Pesukah have in is five. Utnana Korea Batorial Yivchos, Megimel Pesukim, you need at least three. Rav Amar Doileg, Rav says, you read three Pesukim, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, and then instead of starting from Dalet, Doileg, you go backwards to the green, you say Gimel again, the entire Pasuk again. So now you have three again, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, like we have. Oh, there was a, I forgot the name of the Pasuk. There was a riddle. What Pasuk, a single Pasuk, don't say Vayayim Hashem HaMoy Shalemar. What single Pasuk do you say the most in the Torah, in Kriyas HaTorah? You say it 40 times in Rosh Chodesh. What person? That one Pasuk that you read, go backwards. What's the name? No. Vamarta Lahem, maybe? Okay, whatever. Somebody will look it up. It's 40 times you say it a year. Says the Gemara, Ushmuel Amar Poisei. Shmuel says something very interesting. You see this pasuk over here, Gimel? I don't know if you can see it because it's very... The green is one part and the purple is another part. So you say, Vayoyim Elikim Yar, finished. That's Yar. And then the next chazan goes, Amen, Vayyar. Shalom Aleichem. That's one pasuk. A two-worded pasuk. And then you do pasuk Dalet and Hey. So you have one, two, and three. Paisik. V'rav, do'amar do'ilig, my time alone, my paisik. How come Rav doesn't say that? Kosova, go psuka, do'li paskin moisha, anali paskin alay. We can't chop a paisik in half. It's not our thing to do. Ushmul amar paisik. Ushmul amar paisik, gomi paskin on. Does Shmuel say that you could chop a paisik in half? Omer Reb Chanina, Koro, Tsar Godol Hoyli Yitzel Reb Chanina Godol. Reb Chanina Koro said, I had tremendous Tsar when I was by Reb Chanina Godol. He said, the only time you're permitted to chop a pasuk in half is when you're teaching children cheder. If they can't comprehend an entire pasuk, teach them half a pasuk and send them home or whatever it is. You take a break. Hoyle Islam, that's only to teach them. But you can't just read it like that. Ushmuel, awesome time am I. Why are you allowed to teach a child and chop a pasuk in half? Because there's no other choice. You don't want to teach him a full pasuk, he won't remember it. We don't have a choice. So since we don't have a choice, we have to get three aliyahs in here. We have to get two aliyahs out of this part right over here. So Mela, we have to chop it in half. But why can't Shmuel go with Rav's thing that you take a pasuk back, you go backwards? Imagine a guy walks in, and I thought this is fascinating. We really care about the guy that comes late to shul. We care about him, okay. We shouldn't like, oh, you came late, so why should I care about? No, we care about everybody, even the guy that comes late. Guy comes in, Shalom Aleichem, he's here for davening, he shows up in Milkris HaTorah, and he comes in at the second Aliyah. So he's going to think, what? What? And that we're getting to in a second. So he's going to think, that's not the var.
The var is that you have to care if people think that you make a mistake. That's the var. It's not about the guy.
I get it. But people don't have a right, maybe you think. The people don't have a right to think you made a mistake when they come late. Be there from beginning to end. You'll see there's no mistakes. We're going backwards, we're going forward. Okay. So, a guy comes late, and they start from Pasuk Gimel. So he does a cheshbon, he's a Talmud Chacham that comes late. He says, wait a minute, there's only two Pesukim beforehand, Pasuk Aleph and Beis. That means the Aliyah beforehand, they made a mistake, they only made a two Pasuk Aliyah. So we don't want to confuse that guy that came late, we got to be considerate to him, and therefore, it's better to chop a Pasuk in half for the late coming guy. Also, the guy that's leaving, We just read three psukim, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Now he makes a cheshbon. Wait a minute, there's only two psukim left. I gotta go to work in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. But they're only gonna lane two. That's wrong. And he starts having tightness on them while he's on the subway. So therefore, we stop the pasuk in the middle, and now he's okay. He's not gonna say, oh, they chopped the pasuk in half. Now he's fine. Oh, they're probably gonna read two words as the fine. That's what he says. Shmuel, sometime in my mishum, oh, fine. Zerim shema yoitzin, meisvei. If you have six psukim, of course you divide it in two, three, and three. You just keep on going to the next parasha. Some people say that if you're stuck at the end of a parasha and you only read two psukim, so rather than taking another one other pasuk from the next parasha, you have to read three psukim from the next parasha for the same reason. What if a person walks in the middle? He walks in the middle and you stop one pasuk into the second parasha. So think, I came late, but they only laid in the one pasuk from the next from a parasha. From the whole aliyah was only one pasuk. He's gonna get confused. So mainly you read three psukim. Ask the Gemara why. Why do you have to continue? Vaiter lemandom adoyle gidloy. Let him go backwards one pasuk and just do three psukim like that. Ulemandom apoysik lipsoy. And according to Shmuel, let him just chop a pasuk in half. Why do you need to go to the next parsha and grab psukim from there? Says Gemara Shani Hosom, the Isle Ravchom. Typically speaking, what's the big deal? You're in the middle of Parshas Vayigash, and you're stuck at the end of a parsha, keep on going. So you read two, three psukim from the next parsha. Somebody stopping you? Over here, somebody's stopping us. Because we only want the guys in my mother's to read from the first day. It's the first day of Maimed. It's the second day of Maimed. Whatever it is, they need to read specific psukim. We don't want them to go by. So it says in the Mishnah that the large parsha, let's say this, you make this two aliyahs, b'shachris u'b'musaf u'b'mincha, but where is the comma? Because it says, koyrin al-piyam, you lay in a balpeh. The first part is, you lay in it from the Torah. The second part is, you lay in a balpeh. But where's the comma? Parshak doyla, you read it from a Torah. Where? Koyrin al-piyam, b'shnayim, b'shachris u'b'musaf. Here. In case you don't understand what I'm talking about, here. The blue and the red are the exact same words. The only difference is where you put the comma. So it says like this. Parshak doyla koyrin oisa b'shnayim b'shachris. Okay. You have to read shachris from the Sefer Torah. U'b'musaf and u'musaf u'b'mincha koyrin al-piyam. And then the rest, the guy gets up there, breaks barley, gives a shemayim, big to everybody. You'd say about peh. People know this psukim about peh. You can say about peh. Where? Musaf and mincha. Or the comma is after musaf. The same exact thing. Parashik del koyrin oisa b'shnayim b'shachris u'b'musaf. There's a bunch of vavs here, so you don't know where do you stop. Says Gemari Boilu. Is it that shachris and musaf you have to read it from sefer? Mincha koyrin oisa alpeh, but by mincha you read about peh. Kikoyrin a shema, like we say shema, you let us say stuff that you know very well, like shir malis, shir malis. How can you say it? It's tilim. How do you say about peh? Because everybody knows about peh. Kriyashma, you know about Peh? Say about Peh. Only one out of the three. B'shachris koyin is a sefer. Shachris, you read it right out of the sefer Torah. B'mincha koyin is a peg. Koyin is a shema. Toshma, I'll prove it to you this time. B'shachris u'b'musaf nichnasav. It says koyin k'derech shkoyin kol hashana. It says mafurish that shachris and musaf go together from a sefer Torah and mincha. So to answer the question, it goes like the red. The comma is after musaf. Could you read something al tzibur? So according to the Vilna Gaon, the only problem is to be moitzi other people. Others argue. One guy doesn't do it for everybody because that's a problem to read psukim to be moitzi other people. What you do is everybody comes in and everybody says it. Kol yom shish boi halal, ein boi ma'amad. Says the Gemara, my average min zelazem. Halal u'divri Torah. What's the difference between mincha and ni'ilah? Halalu, says the Gemara, divrei Torah. Halalu, divrei sofrim. It's unbelievable. So when it comes to mincha, kol yom shish boi halal, ein boi ma'amad. So, if there's halal, there's no maimah, there's no psukim, when it comes to ni'ilah. Ni'ilah is only derabbanan. It says in the pasuk, Beitzi Yitzchak l'suah basada, lifnei sarev. And we learn from here that Yitzchak was the one that brought mincha to the world. So, mincha is in the pasuk. I thought it's fascinating, because typically speaking, on Yom Kippur, what do? We rush through mincha. It's almost like a weekday davening. Barely, you get the worst guy in the shul to daven for the amud. Sorry, Mandy. No, just You get that shvachacha, the guy that, you know, the Meirav guy, you know, and the Mosav, the guy, it's Ni'ilo. And everybody's serious and we stand on Kodesh. Ni'ilo is the Rabbanon. And Mincha is the Reis. I'm just saying, something to think about. Huh?
Yeah. The real Dor Reis, right?
Says the Gemara, Zman, Atzi Goyanem Va'om. The Mishnah brings 9 Yom Tovim. 9 days of the year that the Kohanim had a special yontif for different families, and those are the days that they brought the wood to the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash has their own wood, but we gave special attention to these 9 families, and the Gemara is going to explain, Tanar Rabbanan Lama Hutzuch Loimar Zman Atzi Kohanim Ba'am, what's the point in it? Amru, Kisha'olu B'nei HaGoyle Le'imotsu Etzim B'lishkos. The Gemara explains, Chai Yisrael comes from Golos. They run to the Beis HaMikdash, they open up the door, surprise, over the last who knows how many years, no wood. Somebody took out the wood, okay? But it's not like that, because they had to prepare the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't just go in the first day. It was destroyed, they had to renovate. They renovate, and then, it's like, you know, sometimes you go on a trip. It happened to me, I go skiing with my kids, and we come to open up the tuna, and how do you open this? Oh, you forgot. You need a cat, you know, back in the day. Today, you just go like that. Or you don't have a sharp knife to cut the meat. You have your steaks. Now, what do? You start using plastic and it's the gateness. You go to the drawer, tray for knife. Now, you're missing that one thing. They do the whole Beis HaMikdash is ready to go. They bring the curb. Oops, we need some wood. Where's the wood? We forgot the match. So the guy runs home and brings the wood. So the Nevim came along and said, listen, because in the schos that they went and they brought their own wood, even on a day where there's plenty of wood, if your day is Asara Ba'av, that's your yontif, you make a big deal out of it, your family is celebrating the special day and there's wine and this, you don't fast no matter what. That's your day, even though there's a lot of wood, we use your wood. Shenem avagarilo, you see, palnu, a korban ha'etzim, ha'koyhanim, ha'levim, va'am, lahavi lebeis alikeinu, to bring to our beis ha'migdash, lebeis avisenu, lead them zumanim, shana b'shana, levara mizbach Hashem alikeinu, kakosa bat toira. Okay? V'imayim koyhanim levim chol mi, ton rabbana. Me'o yu b'nei goyin ve'eli, u b'nei koytze k'tzios. Who, what's this family? It's a funny name. B'nei goyin ve'eli, they steal the mortar, the pestle, I should say. Ubnei koitzik tziyos. That's a funny name. Amru pamachas gozra malchus gzeira. The goyim, they decided to do something special to the Jews. Alisa shalo yaviu eitzim lemaracha v'shalo yaviu bikurim liyushalayim. 2 gzeiras. You can't bring bikurim. You have brand new fruit. It starts coming out of the tree. You see it, Karyach Gemi, you put it in a basket, you bring it to Yerushalayim. And also, you can't bring wood to Marach. Why these 2 things? Well, what's going on here? So Marsha says a beautiful thing. He says that these 2 mitzvahs are full of simcha. Bikurim, if you think about Bikurim, they made a party. You'd come, Klal Yisrael, all bring their baskets. First of all, they were beautiful, adorned with all these decorations. And they would bring out the instruments in the street. It was like Uman on steroids, like crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like people are dancing and going, and Mishoga was Simcha Gdayla. They realized, the enemy realized, if we take away the Simcha, and the same thing with the wood. This wood was a big, big Simcha. We said it's a Simcha, you can't even fast. If we could take away the Simcha from a Jew, we could knock him out. That's the way to get rid of him. Take away his simcha. Says my cousin, Jonathan Stefanski, spoken like a true Litvak. Yeah. We have Litzanim in the Litvak society, trust me. Zakti Gemara. So, Vayishivu praise the oi. Praise the is ala drachim kiderech shahishiv Yerom ben Avad, just like that Rosh Yerom ben Avad didn't let Klal Yisrael come up for Aliyah LeRegel. They put soldiers on the way, whatever. People can't go up to Yerushalayim. Shalo yal Yisrael LeRegel. Me asu ksheirim shabo yisei ador v'yirei chet. What did the ksheirim, and I want to point out something. I forgot where I saw this though. Okay, I'll just point it out. It says here, Ksherim v'yirechei, two things. Heviu sali bikurim v'chipum b'ktiyos. They took their baskets and tricked the guards. They filled it up with figs. Unatolom ve'eli al kisfeim. And they took this. This is like a giant, I mean, obviously it's not this size, but don't think about a pestle, a small one that you go like this with your hand, a massive one that can make fig cake. And they threw it on the shoulder. This guy. This is what they put on the shoulder with a stick. And they said, where are you going? We're going to make cakes. Another guy goes by. We're going to make fig cakes. Another guy goes by. We're going to make fig cakes. We're going to, everybody's going to make fig cakes. Okay, they bought it. But here's the thing. This is a machteshes. And this is the mortar and this is the pestle. So they had to schlep the pestle. We had to go to a place that has a giant mortar. And we're going to put the figs down and press it down. And we're going to make cakes. But boys, I want to tell you the famous mashal is that there was a guy that every day would come to the border of his country and try to go through the border with his pickup truck full of dirt. And the guy says, dirt, we have dirt. What do we, he says, I bring dirt. So he says, okay, bring the dogs out. Right away, bring the dogs, they check, sniff, can't find anything. Next day, here he is again, with his pickup truck with dirt. So this time he says, you gotta go through the x-ray machine. Takes the x-ray machine. By the way, if you ever go to Egypt, from Eilat to Egypt, it's like 500 feet away from Eilat, but the scuba diving is much better. I recommend it, but don't take your car like I did. I got stuck there. They throw you through a machine and they check in and they stole stuff from my car, a whole thing. Okay, fine. So, put them through the x-ray machine. It's a massive x-ray machine for cars, garnished. And every day, so finally the guy says, listen, what is going, I know something's up because we have dirt, what are you doing? So I promise you, even if you're smuggling diamonds, whatever it is, I won't do anything. Signs a document. He says, okay, listen, I'll tell you. I'm not smuggling dirt. I'm smuggling pickup trucks. So what's the mashal? It's a beautiful mashal. It's the Eight Sahara. We are on the border. We're on the border. We're letting it go. Everything, every day goes by. What does the Eight Sahara do? He fills it up with dirt. He gives you Netflix and Zach and the phone. Let's go. Let's bring it through another day. Another day goes by. He doesn't care. As long as you're bringing dirt, he's good. If you are able to trick him, you got to trick him. You got to do the daf. This is the daf right here. The pickup truck. You got to sneak in that daf. Sneak in the Torah. Sneak in the mitzvahs. The chesed. Then you win. But if all you bring in is dirt, it's dirt. Okay. So that's what's going on here. The sneaking stuff in. Bringing in the things. They're covered with figs. Shalom. Nobody figured it out. That's a great joke for the English guys. I'm going to stop here. Pause. No, I'm fig said with the figs. Nobody figured it out. I know the English appreciate those jokes. And if you like that joke, send your daughter to Tomer Dvora. Not this year, not this year. Next year, it's already full. Registration is full. You can still apply. You can still, for the right amount of money, you can come to me, MDY 10%. We give you the get into there. Okay, fine. Oh, another time, they said, we can't bring Eitzim. And they said, let's put soldiers here, nobody's coming through. Let's see if you come up with a good one for this, Noam. So this is what they said before. Before it said Yirechet and Yerushamayim. Now it says Yirechet. Why? Because now they only stopped one thing, the wood. And before it was two things, the wood and the Bikurim. What did they do, Yirechet Shabbosyador? Heviu Gizreim Asu Sulamais. They made ladders out of the wood. Here it goes. I'll show you what it looked like. I did? Okay, we'll go back. We'll go back here. It's this way. They made sulamis out of wood. What did I skip?
You had
Baal Elisha Al Kisvei. Ah, Shnei Gulim Baal Elisha Al Kisvei. Kivit Shavra Man. Idrum Basalim Bevi Yerushalayim. They went past by the guards before they even got to Yerushalayim. Undo everything, decorate everything. Tana, hey, hey, b'nei, salmoi, hanesoifis, hanesoifasi, hanesoifasi. Okay. Zokti Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, sorry. Next thing. Tana, hey, nay, b'nei, salmoi, hanesoifasi. Tana Rabbanon, my b'nei, salmoi, hanesoifasi. What is, who are these people? These are the salmoi, is a lotion of ladders. So they made, Xeri shouldn't bring wood. They added the wood. They made ladders. They shoot for his dice. I'll drag him. They shoot your own. And I'll drag him. Shall he all Israel? Regal. My also you reach. Shall he sadar? Have you Gizrayim? Also Salama is Venicha. Kisfeim. Vokhlem. They start bringing ladders. One after another. All of Klai Israel's bring ladders. Give it to you. That's long. Amr Lehem. Lechem Atalchem. What are you doing? Amr Lehem. Lahavi goes Zolis. Meshavach Shalafanenu. Besalam. Meshach Kisfeinu. Kaspei. Kisfeinu. Whatever. They're going to bring the birds. And we need to use these ladders that are on our shoulders. Kivin Shavram Ahem. Once they pass by, perikum, they separate everything. Ve'vium ve'halum Yerushalayim. Ve'alem kol yoytzim ve'moymer zeicher tzadik levracha. Ve'yirovim ben'avad v'chavei rov ne'mar. Reshem, reshoyim, yirkov. Those soldiers, those reshoyim, or those the goyim that made the gzeris. Reshem, reshoyim, yirkov v'shirah. Be'esrim boy, b'nei pachas moyev Yehuda. So pachas is a lotion of governor of moyev, governor of moyev. Now, who came from moyev in Klal Yisrael? Dabra Melech. He's from Rus. Who else? Yoav. Tana b'nei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda. Hein hein b'nei David ben Yehuda. Now let me show you real quickly. This is a gevalika chart. We'll make the whole sugya very, very simple. It goes like this. The Mishnah tells us that 20th of Tammuz, Dabra Melech's kids, they brought the wood. Then it says, 20th of Av, Pachas. Who is Pachas? So Remeir says, Pachas is also David. In other words, David HaMelech's family brought wood two times. Does it say in the Mishnah anywhere that David HaMelech's family brought twice? No. But you know what it says in the Mishnah? It says that Parosh, Hey of, is Parosh. And then it says the first day of Teves is Shnia, is the second time Parosh brought wood. So that's a very big problem. Why would it tell me that Parosh brought wood twice and not David HaMelech? That's a problem. Yeah, no. Then it would say something else. It'd say a different family. It's Bnei David. I hear what you're saying. Also, in Pachas, we have Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's a descendant of, it's a family of Yoav. Then we keep on going. It says in the Mishnah, Chofelo Adin. Who's Adin? Says Rabbi Yehuda, it's David HaMelech. So according to Rebbe, same exact problem. We mefurish in the Mishnah that David HaMelech is at Chof Tammuz. You want to say that Adin is David HaMelech? Now you have a problem. David HaMelech brought wood two times. His family brought wood two times. That is the problem. And according to Rabbi Yossi, Yoav brought wood by Adin. It's Adin is Yoav. So it comes out that according to Rabbi Yossi, we have 2 days that Yoav brought wood. That's what we have now. Now that we see this, everything is very, very clear. Tana b'nei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda, Hena b'nei David ben Yehuda, Rebbe Meir. Here's Rebbe Meir right next to the red. Pachas equals David HaMelech in blue, which matches the blue on top over here. Rebbe Yossi Oimer, Hena b'nei Yoav ben Tzruya, not true. He argues, he says, Pachas equals purple Yoav. Next. Besrim b'el b'nei Adin ben Yehuda, Tana b'nei b'nei Adin. Now Rashi says, Ben Yehuda, Hayden Bnei David Ben Yehuda, Divri Rebbe Yehuda. What does Adin mean? Adin means that he has Adinus HaNefesh. When he learns Torah, he, how do you say Adin?
Gentle
like a worm, is the Rashi says, Lashon Hazah. But when he goes to war, fire, he's strong like wood. It says in it's the Lashon of Adin ve something Eitzin. What's the lashon? Eitzani. Adinoi ha'Eitzni. Adinoi ha'Eitzni. Okay, that's the name. So Adinoi ha'Eitzni is David HaMelech. He's Adin, but he's like an Eitz. Great. You learn by Rebbe Baruch Matra? So the famous Meister is Rebbe Baruch Matra. The Israeli government came to yeshiva to draft the guys so all the guys went scattering. And they found Rebbe Baruch Mordechai, the famous Rosh Hashiva, Baruch Mordechai Mizrahi under a bed. So they said, Baruch Mordechai, they're not coming to get you, they're coming to get the 18-year-olds. You're 85 years old. He says, what? They're not looking for a general? Yeah. Says the Gemara, but David HaMelech is fire. When he went to war, he's a general. He's an eight. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Hein b'nei Yoav ben Tzruya. So comes Rabbi Yossi and he says, no, once again, we have another Adin equals Rabbi Yossi, equals Yoav. Great. Becha b'teve shov b'nei Parish Nio. Now we go to the bottom. B'nei Parish, they come for a second time. We did a girl, they get it, second time, they come, they go. Mani Mas Nisin, Loi Rabbi Meir. Now this is a problem with the Rabbi Meir, as I explained. Because if you're going to enumerate parish and say, this is the second time they bring, according to Rabbi Meir, look, David HaMelech also brings twice. And it doesn't say anything in the Mishnah about David bring twice. V'loi Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says also the same exact thing. Rabbi Yehuda says, Adin is David, and that means that David brought it twice. Chav Tamuz and Adin. V'loi Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi says two purples. Why don't you say, oh, according to Rabbi Yossi, he brings twice. Once for Mishpachas Pachas, once for Mishpachas Adin, twice. E Rabbi Meir listen to Shavu B'nei David Ben Yehuda Shnia. E Rabbi Yehuda listen to Shavu B'nei David Ben Yehuda Shnia. Should say the word Shnia. E Rabbi Yossi listen to Shavu B'nei David Ben Zuri Shnia. Huh? This chart is Givaldic. No, Mendy? Givaldic. Puts everything to... Loilam, I'm just saying, I'm talking to him because he learns in the Kailah. And when you learn without a chart, it's like, well, it's cool. What's going on? Shnia, this, David, that. It's all in front of you. It's right here, right? tell them, because they think he corn feeds it to me. He's like, yeah, Eli. No, it's not like that. He flies. Loilam, Rabbi Yossi, you trade that no, yeah, leave it to Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, okay, what happened there? Rabbi Yossi doesn't really say that Pachas is Yoav and Adin is Yoav. It's two Talmidim that argued in his name. He only says one of them. We don't know which one Rabbi Yossi said. There's a confusion between the Talmidim. A machloikis between the Talmidim. So in Meila, that's why it doesn't say in the Mishnah. So it doesn't go like Rabbi Meir, it doesn't go like Rabbi Yehuda, but it does go like Rabbi Yossi. The Mishnah should say that according to Rabbi Yossi, there's 2 days. Not true. According to Rabbi Yossi, there's only 1 day. There's a machloikis between his Talmidim. Which day? Turning to that Chof Ches Omid Beis. Koyach. Only a few days left to the Masechta Rabbos, I bring your friends. Sponsored by Aaron Struck, in honor of my parents, Josh and Naomi Struck. And Lezeich and Nishmas, Aaron and Shimon HaKoyen, for Siyartzeit. Sponsored anonymously, as a schuss for Shiduchim, for my siblings and myself. Asking tomorrow, Maishna Halel, the Dochi Didei, how come Halel, when you say Halel in Shachris, it pushes off Maimed? What am I supposed to say? Oh, that...
The last one, MD by Montreal.
Rabbi Yossi, this is a big siyum, first time ever, a siyum in Montreal by what's his name? Shoup? I forgot the guy's name, Chaim Shoup or something. I wrote it down. Sorry, I forgot. Okay, but anyways, if that's his name, great. If not, be moichel me. Go to mdysiyum.com. There's 18 places already. Toronto already has 60 people signed up. New York is growing. There's a raffle. Ben Schwartz in the five towns. Unbelievable. They'll save us. I spoke to him to get you some Chinese. Givaldic stuff. Maishna halal the dochi didei, or maishna musaf the loy dochi didei. Can you imagine? Musaf pushes off the maimad. You don't say the psukim by mincha, but it doesn't push off the maimad by musaf. Why not? It has enough power that you don't say psukim by mincha, but you do say the psukim by musaf. That makes no sense. You didn't understand. Not true. This is what I was saying. The opposite I was saying. When you say musaf, there shouldn't be any psukim. Don't say bereshis bara elokim eshmaim. There's no time. You bring your carbon musaf, there's no time for psukim. But why does it push off mincha? If you're bringing a musaf, a carbon musaf, why don't you have time to say psukim by mincha? It's later on. Because there's a Rabbi Yossi. The Sanya Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Rabbi Yossi is mechulik on the Tanakam. That what? That is, if there's a musaf, there's no maimed by ni'ila, by anything. That's what the Tanakam says. So Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, "Kol yom sheyesh bo musaf, yesh by maimed." Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion, if there is musaf, there is a maimed. But when? What does that mean exactly? By musaf, there's no maimed, right? There's musaf, you can't do maimed now. There's no time. But there is maimed at a different time. It could either be right before Musaf, which is Shacharis, or it could be right after Musaf by Mincha. What is it talking about? Says the Gemara, Maimed Shacharis, Tana Kama Nami Ochiko Amar. Okay, of course, there is a Maimed by Shacharis. Musaf has nothing to do with it. Ela Maimed the Musaf, did they Nami Loidachi? What? It can't be Dachi. Of course, it pushes off itself. If there's Musaf, there's no Psukim by Musaf. There's no Maimed. El the Mincha. So the going stops over here. Fine, we'll just continue. El the Mincha, carbon eitzim dachi. But at the end of the day, Mincha includes every single day, even a day that has a yantav of eitzim, and it pushes it off. So what are you telling me that it doesn't push off? El alav de ne'ila. If there's a carbon musaf, there's no ne'ila. There's no maimed by ne'ila. Shema mina, the day dachi, the lav de day, loy dachi. Elav, sorry. What did he say? He said that if there's a maimed, it doesn't push off the other one. What does it mean? It doesn't push off ne'ila. Sometimes mincha gets pushed off. Shacharis does not get pushed off. But ne'ila doesn't get pushed off. Elav de ne'ila. Shema mina, the day dachi, the lav de day loy dachi. Musaf could only push off psukim that are next to Musaf, the maimed of Musaf. It does not push off something that's further down the line at night at ne'ila. Shema mina. V'lusni nami becho benisan loy hoyo boy maimed. Mibnei, why doesn't it say in the Mishnah that in the first day, Rish Chodesh Nisan, the reason why there's no Maimed, there's no Pesukim, is Yesh by Halal. We read Halal Rish Chodesh. The carbon Musaf, the carbon Eitzim. Amar Rava, Zoysi Meres, you see from here, Halel the Berish Yarcha Lav Doiraisa. So we already mentioned that yesterday. What Rish Chodesh, don't we say Mamadais? Only Rish Chodesh Tevis, which happens to be Chanukah. Because the Halal Chanukah is like the Raisa, because of the nace that happened. But a typical Rish Chodesh, you don't have to say Halal. Dabar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzadok, Shmoin Asur Yom Bashana Yochid Gormer Mimsa Halal, 18 days a year you say Halal. Ve'elohein, Shmoin Isimei Achag, the 8 days of Sukkot, U'shmoin Isimei Chanukah, it means Sukkot plus Shmini Atzeres, in Eretz Yisrael there's only one first day, U'shmoin Isimei Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah. Ve'yom Tov Rishoin, Shel, Pesach, and only the first day of Pesach. Very interesting. You probably were wondering this your entire life until we came to Daf Chav Chesam Beis. Why is Pesach different than Sukkot? Every day of Sukkot we say Halal, but only on Pesach the first day. Well, we say a little bit. We say the broken Halal. We say half Halal. Why? Huh? Oh, Korbanos, so Memelo. And therefore what? No, say like a Stefanski, no. No. So Taisa says it does have to do with Korbanos, Jonathan. It doesn't have to do. But because we change the korbanos every day, it goes down, 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 that means every day is a new yantav. New yantav, you say halal. It's like a yantav ne'atzmai. But when it's identical, and Chanukah, every day was a new nes. It was greater and greater. The oil is already burning for 7 days. 8 days. So therefore we say, so you say for the rest of your life, remember this taisis daf chav ches, tap taisis if you want to see it inside. Says the Gemara, the yantav shel atzeres, and also for shvuos. Uba goyla esrim echad yaim, the Rosh Tevis is babetach, base, tes, ches. So, veilohein, tishas yimei hechag, that's the test of babetach, that's in chutz laaretz. You have 8 days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, and chutz is 9. Ushma yismei chanukah, 8 days. Ushne yom rishayim shal Pesach, the first 2 days of Pesach. Ushne yom toim shal Atzeres, and the first day, the days of Shavuos. Rav ikla lebavel, says the Gemara, Rav went to Bavel. Could you imagine? We take it for granted. Baruch atah Hashem. Everybody says the bracha. Everything's gevalik. No, you're not supposed to say halal. Rav couldn't believe it. He comes in Rish Chodesh. What's going on here? Saying halal. Sova lav sukinu. He wanted to stop them. Kivin the chazik to come dalgi dalugei. Omar shmamino minag avisem biyadeim. Boys, I'm going to show you something that maybe a lot of people know, but I guarantee you, there's many people that didn't realize this. Halal. Halal, what is halal? Halal starts at Kuf Yud Gimel and goes straight through all the way to Kuf Yud Ches. Did anybody realize that? A lot of people shaking their head, no. Good. I'm saying, not good. Not good that you don't know, but it's good that today you found out. Halal is just, you're saying Tehillim, straight through. What is a half a halal? I put in parentheses. At the beginning of Kuf Tes Vav, we don't say Leilanu, but we continue in the middle of Kuf Tes Vav. Hashem Zichronu Yivarech. It's a middle of Kuf Tes Vav. And in Kuf Tes Zayin, we also don't say the first half, but we keep on going. Ma Shiv Lashem is a middle of Kuf Tes Zayin. But how? Don't think that how is one capital here, one capital there. Kuf Yud Gimel, straight down. So then Kuf Yud Ches. Okay, listen, you could say it over to your seminary girls. It'll be a chiddush to them for sure. Tana, this is what? No, there's no double standard. You don't say that's in the siddur only. Yeah. Says the Gemara, Kiv in the Chazam Medalgi Daluge. But once he saw that they do one of this, that they're cutting out parts of Tehillim. What? Today it's today's Tehillim. You say it in a week. Okay. Well, that's not such a big chiddush. It's almost like the day that we learned. B'yayim Ashlishi this. Oh, today, Mamish, the Gemara's Mechavet. If you're saying in a week, you have a good chance of it. Okay, fine. We'll give it to you, Rabbi Leader. It's the end of the week. Ah, it's the end. Kivin the Chazam Medalgi Daluge. Rav was excited. He saw that they skipped a hafti, leilanu. So he said, okay, shema minah, minig avi yisayim b'yadayim is just a minig. So what we do today in shul is just a minig, Rabbi Yisai. And therefore what? So if it's just a minig, are you supposed to say baruch? Baruch atah Hashem, l'keinu melech ha'olam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvaysof. Hashem commanded us to do a minig. Svaradim don't. Vilna Gaon doesn't. I love gronik. So I'm a gronik, so I can make fun of them. By the way, a gronik, when he doesn't say it, so he goes to the chazan, he goes, but he makes the whole scene. He runs to the front of the shul, and they usually wave their hands. So everybody, I'm a gronik. I don't say the first bracha, not me. No, you said it already. And it's a whole zah. Whatever. If you know that, you'll see a guy in shul making a whole kandamavirai, Mr. Gronik myself. They don't say the first bracha. Svarim don't say the rut, but the Rabban Tam over here in Taisa says we paskin. He says v'chein halacha. You do say a bracha on el minig, bracha on a minig. Last line, Tana yachid lo yatchil. Individual should not start halal v'mhitchil goymer. You should. There's a whole need in here. Are you allowed? You're not allowed to say halal every day. It's a terrible thing. It looks okay. We'll go into a different time. Have a wonderful day. Wonderful Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos like the regular Matzah Shabbos, which is 7:30.